Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Look, we've all been there. You're traveling for work, the playoff game is on, but you're blocked from watching. NordVPN is your ultimate defense against online threats and regional blackouts. NordVPN lets you switch your virtual location, so you never miss a moment of action. And with speeds faster than a breakaway run, there's zero buffering, zero lag. But here's the game changer. NordVPN's protection is everywhere you are, using airport Wi-Fi, hotel network. Doesn't matter, they got you covered. Their threat protection feature blocks malware and phishing attempts like a pro defensive back. And talk about value, one account covers up to 10 devices. That's your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your smart TV, and on, the whole starting lineup. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/Zabecast. That's nordvpn.com/Zabecast. It will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. No risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? NordVPN, the ultimate defense against online threats and regional sports blackouts. Did you know we spend a third of our lives in bed? A third. So why would anyone settle for anything less than the best when it comes to your mattress? That's why I'm excited to tell you about the Avocado Green mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. That's longer than some NFL careers. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out, and they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are that you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. This is the ZabeCast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Thursday, March 13, 2025. Thank you for downloading. We got a lot to talk about today, including Aaron Rodgers wandering the beach. Still no decision made on him. You got Ryan Clark once again stirring up the usual racial nonsense on ESPN. Shaquille O'Neal is leaning into his Charles Barkley like, I don't know anything. Isn't that funny? Ha ha ha. And we have a baton incident in a high school track meet that is gaining viral attention. All that plus what people who are ripping Southwest Airlines for getting rid of bags fly free and pick your own seat. One thing a lot of people are forgetting. We'll get to all that in due time. Let's start with a very positive story that comes out of very tragic news. Junior Bridgman, former Milwaukee Buck, former San Diego Clipper, died at 71 years old on Tuesday. He was giving a speech at a luncheon for a small business in Louisville and just collapsed and never recovered. 71 years old, was in seemingly good shape, but once again, a reminder that none of us know when our clock will be up, so we better get to living. Junior Bridgman was a good NBA player. That's it. Just good. And that's a lot, by the way, to make the NBA and to be a good player and to be even a six-man, which is what he was. He was kind of like the best six-man in the league on some Milwaukee Bucks teams that really should have made the finals at least once, but they couldn't get through the Celtics with Bird and McHale and the Sixers with Dr. J in the East. They just couldn't punch through. But Junior Bridgman was this great six-man. He never made an all-star team, but holy shit, did he have life wired once he retired. And really, even before he retired, because Junior Bridgman was the personification of the good athlete, if not great athlete, turned amazing businessman once his playing days were over. Junior Bridgman owned at one point something like 450 Wendy's franchises. He owned like 130 Chili's restaurants. He was one of the largest independent bottlers of Coca-Cola. He owned Ebony and Jet magazine. And the list went on and on and on. He was estimated to have a net worth of nearly $600 million. And it's nice that there's stories, and this is now being talked about athletes once they retire with their huge pile of money. And some do better than others, obviously. With today's salaries in sports, you don't have to go be a Wendy's franchisee titan. You can, if you manage your money smartly, you can just do nothing if you want, or do very little, or just give speeches for free, or volunteer to coach youth sports teams or high school because I got nothing else to do and I got all the money in the world. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. And I've always said I never mind athletes making a lot of money. It's when they lose it all that, oh God, that just drives me crazy. And I know it's their money to lose, right? Of course, a lot of athletes get bamboozled into bad business ideas. We've talked about that many a times on this podcast and on other radio shows. And there are guys that go into seemingly smart businesses like real estate that end up getting on the wrong side of everything and losing a whole shit ton of money. Or athletes that invest with guys who are complete scammers, like the guy Alan Stanford. Stanford? Anyhow, he was a complete shyster. He was almost like, he was a smaller version of, not Epstein, but the other guy who killed himself in New York, Bernie Madoff. Thank you very much. So, Junior Bridgman, rest in peace. You were a titan on the sports landscape when it came to post-playing business acumen. Let's talk NFL. So free agency began today, officially on Wednesday, March 12, as I sit down to tape this, and no real new blockbuster signings have been announced. The first wave has already come, and it's gone. It's been reported on. Now the deals will officially get inked to paper and become official. When they do become official, well, you're certainly going to hear about how it became official by way of the NFL insiders who make sure to list Player X signs with Team Y on a deal worth Z million, deal negotiated by, and then you include the agent. Here was Nick Wright's take on, wait a minute, why are we worried about, sorry about that, that should have had my phone on silent for today's class, that's my bad. My bad. Who else is bad would it be? Shut up. Anyhow, Nick Wright talked about, what are we doing? Why do we need to give all this service to the agents? Oh, that's right, because the so-called insiders, the overpaid, overglorified NFL insiders, can't survive if they don't have the agents themselves whispering in their ears, saying, here's Nick Wright.
So an odd thing happened yesterday as I'm scrolling the platform known as X, previously Twitter, where I read a tweet, pretty anodyne tweet about a free agent signing. I scroll, and I'm like, why is the same exact tweet with the same exact wording with a double attribution to the agent that negotiated this contract showing up on my timeline from two different reporters at two different networks that work for two different companies? It was almost as if the agent had written the tweet and sent it out like, hey, good to go, fellas, and they both just copy-pasted it. And so then I checked a lot of these breaking news NFL tweets, and this is just a public service message to all of our NFL insiders out there. We care so much more about accurate contract details than what agent got him the deal. Because this last week, I've gotten a ton of as negotiated by. And what I haven't gotten a ton of is, wait, how much money did he actually get?
Oh, never.
Not what it, no, worth up to, yeah. Could be the highest ever, and new money of, can I just please, as a guy who does like to scour his Excel spreadsheet or two, and figure out what's the dead money attached to this if this doesn't work out, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on that. Nick Wright doesn't have the time nor the financial acumen, the spreadsheet acumen, to really determine exactly, okay, what about dead years? NFL contracts are so complicated. And anyone who doesn't appreciate that should just go read guys that dig into the details of contracts about when a player is due to get cut, what money he is owed on this day of the league calendar year, likely incentives to be earned, and on and on and on. Guaranteed money, new money, cash money, how much cash up front, how much is guaranteed. I mean, all these contracts, these are very complicated, nuanced contracts, and it does make for interesting reading from somebody who can explain it and somebody who actually has seen the contract. And that usually requires, again, SpotRack is the place to go. SpotRack, if you really want to get into the weeds of it. I have kind of learned now over the years that it doesn't really matter what the contract says, because when a player either exceeds the contract and is coming up for another one, or if he's been a lot less impressive than they hoped, whatever's on paper is going to go out the window. Whatever was wonderfully negotiated by this great agent who made sure to get credit for it is going to not matter, because they will rip up the contract, they'll eat whatever money is still owed, and they will just fold up whatever cap hit they have to in a given year and keep removing. It's that simple. But a good point, though, that this has become now for these so-called insiders, these super reporters, the guys being paid $12 million a year, like Adam, Shifty, Schefter. Well, they're a lot of times just passing on whatever the agents who feed them the information want out there. Of course, they don't have information on Aaron Rodgers right now, but we do have a photo, a grainy, blue hour, dusk photo of what certainly appears to be Aaron Charles Rodgers, barefoot, on a beach by himself, headphones in, ball cap backwards, and a blankie around his shoulders. This photo via the Daily Mail. Doesn't say what beach it is on, but now the game has fully begun with Rodgers playing. Oh, I don't know, look at me. This is going to be just like the darkness retreat 2 years ago. He wants there to be drama. He needs there to be drama. And of course, guys like Schefter, who are already on Aaron Rodgers' shit list, so he is not going to get any scoops on what is now the biggest free agent still left out there, is not happy about it. Here was Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, ESPN affiliate Milwaukee, yesterday.
To me, this shouldn't be that hard, right? Like, the Steelers want you. The Giants want you. We're seeing players across the league make decisions. It shouldn't be that hard. Either you want to play or you don't. You want to play Pittsburgh or you don't. You want to play in New York or you don't. Like, Chewy, what are you going to have for lunch? You make a decision, you're going to drag it out for 4 days, 5 days, a week. Like, it's not that hard. Make the decision and live with it.
That's what a $12 million reporter says when he has no context, no information, has been shut out on the Aaron Rodgers Derby because Aaron Rodgers thinks that Schefter is a dweeb and has put him on a shit list. You just complain that what's so hard about this? He's not wrong, but he's speaking from a scorned point of view. Meanwhile, the Vikings quarterback situation is still evolving. Kevin Seifert, ESPN, reports that the Daniel Jones decision to sign with the Colts has left the Vikings wondering how much do we need in terms of a backup or a mentor or a plan B for J.J. McCarthy. They don't know yet. You would have thought they would have had this all figured out by now. They had quite a bit of the offseason to ponder it. But looking at the landscape, we'll see. Brett Favre said if he was Rodgers, he'd go to Minnesota. Of course, he did go to Minnesota, in part because, well, they're pretty much loaded. And you can contend right away, because he is going to be 41 years old. But will Rodgers accept being a guy that is told, look, if McCarthy's healthy, we're going to give him a chance to start week one. You're going to be on the bench. And if he stays good, you're going to stay on the bench. Sounds like that'd be too much for Rodgers to endure. And so therefore, he may not have a fit there. Pittsburgh, well, we're waiting. Meanwhile, Brock Purdy continues to be the hardest guy to price. He has 1 year left on his current deal, which will pay him $5 million this year. Then the Niners would either have to franchise him or sign him to a massive long-term deal. The Niners are in the process as well of completely dismantling the team that they had. People are ripping the Niners for it, but I'm saying, what do you think was going to happen? They ran up their hotel bill, and now they're out of money. They had to unwind this at some point, so it's just a natural consequence of you had your window and you missed it. You couldn't get it done in the window. You got to reset to some degree. I'm not fully convinced on Purdy. I don't know what he does exceptionally. I've seen some really bad games from him that make me think this guy's not special. I think the weapons he had at his peak were undeniably the sickest arsenal that any quarterback has ever had to enjoy. Christian McCaffrey, the Swiss Army knife behind him, with Deebo prime, Brandon Ayuk on the ascent, Kittle as well. I mean, come on. We'll see what the Niners do here if they try to lowball Brock Purdy and if Brock Purdy decides to bet on himself, kind of like one Kirk Cousins. Poor DeAndre Hopkins. He signed a deal, one-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, why is that a bad thing for DeAndre Hopkins? It's because it's where legendary wideouts go to die, the Ravens. Dez Bryant, DeSean Jackson, Steve Smith Sr., Odell Beckham Jr., Jeremy Maclin, Anquan Boldin, now DeAndre Hopkins. I think he was done last year. I don't think you have to wait until the end of this year, but we'll see. We'll see. In other news, Ryan Clark is at it again. Yes, ESPN's resident brooch wearer and racial shit stirrer. Get a load of this. I know it's going to shock you. He claims that Shedeur Sanders is being criticized because, what, you already, because he's black? You already guessed that? How did you know that that's what he was going to say?
No, that they plant these certain reports or they say these certain things and you do hear the word arrogant. Why is he arrogant? Because he won't walk into the meeting and bend the knee, or he won't sit in the meeting and question himself or his abilities or his knowledge and experience in the game. I don't believe that that's arrogance. I want a quarterback that's self-assured. I want a quarterback that could cut the film on him when you ask him a question about why did you make this mistake or why did you make this throw or why was this the right read. I want him to be able to regurgitate that to me like he's in the play at the moment, the same way a coach or an offense coordinator would, because that's what he's going to have to do. And I've had conversations with Shedeur Sanders, and he can do that. We all know that it's not just about him being Deion Sanders' son. It's about the bravado he carries. It's about the fact that he looks a certain way. It is about the fact that the color of his skin sometimes at that position can be questioned. And I believe Shedeur Sanders is going to have to deal with that until he gets on the field. Now,
Okay. So that's where we are. Ryan Clark back on TV for a new cycle with that brooch, the RC. How are those selling, brother? Is he selling the brooch? I mean, you'd have to get it personalized with your own initials. Who did he get that idea from? The brooch, the initials brooch. Like, I don't know where you go to get that. Is that something that people do? I've seen monogrammed cufflinks, but never brooches becoming mainstream. Yes, Shedeur Sanders is arrogant. He's cocky. He's written songs about the expensive cars he had in college, thanks to the new NIL rules. And there's nothing wrong with having an athletic arrogance and cockiness to you. It's just, how does it project once you get into the scouting mix and the pro mix, and how do you come off to a potential employer and a team? Surely he's not the first cocky quarterback, and surely he is not going to be the first black quarterback taken high. Cam Ward will likely be taken ahead of him 1-1. Who knows how cocky or arrogant he projects, but remember, these are job interviews. So you got to strike the right balance of being confident in your abilities, but also not a jag bag who's going to be unrealistic and uncoachable. I mean, Dwayne Haskins, may he rest in peace, came in and said, I'm about to wreck this league. Okay. And also that the Giants had, quote, done messed up. They'd done messed up by not picking me. How'd that work out? Rest in peace, by the way, Dwayne Haskins. Wait a minute. Johnny Manziel said, I'm going to come wreck this league. Well, there's another guy. Another arrogant asshole. And I think some people said Johnny Manziel is an arrogant asshole going into the draft. Not entirely sure about that. I seem to remember it. I know I said it loud and clear. Dateline Technology. Apple will reportedly release its first foldable phone in 2026, costing a whopping $2,500. A folding iPhone. There is a Photoshopped mock-up of what it might look like. I know that folding phones have already been made by Samsung, I believe, running Android. And I held one once, and I looked at how the screen does fold up seamlessly like a piece of paper that never wrinkles, and I am blown away at the technology because we're living in a day and age of amazing tech. But then I was like, well, but why do I need to fold it? Do I really need to make it that small to jam it into my pocket? I'm not some teenager in tight jeans going to the club that needs a smaller phone to fit in my pocket, for God's sakes. And $2,500, give me a break. Here's what I do want in a phone, because I don't really care about it folding. I want speakers that are loud, that can go super loud on a phone. So you can plop your phone down in perhaps a crowded restaurant, play a video for your table, you know, guests, and say, hey, look at this, and they can hear it. That'd be great. Can we make bigger speakers that are on the front that really have some oomph in them? That's something I would like. Also, I don't know, maybe a phone that makes a decent call. You know, voice call, which is increasingly going out of fashion, but hey, some people still like to do it. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/ZABE. That's SelectQuote.com/ZABE today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop. You save. Hey, everybody. Zabe here. It seems like every day there's more attention on crypto as headlines talk about digital assets reaching new milestones. Well, with only 21 million Bitcoin to ever exist, it's designed to be scarce. And that scarcity can mean real staying power. My friends at CoinFlip Preferred believe that stepping into the crypto world should be simple, secure, and on your terms. That's why they pair you with a dedicated crypto expert who guides you through every step, from your very first transaction to the more advanced solutions. Plus, CoinFlip is a registered money services business and does not custody funds, so you stay in control and protected. With nearly a decade of collective experience, CoinFlip Preferred's client managers know this space inside and out. Ready to explore the world of digital assets with confidence? Visit coinflip.tech/Zabe or use promo code Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for 50% off transaction fees. Valid one per customer until May 30th, 2025. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. Southwest Airlines, everyone's ripping their ass for this new policy. They're forgetting one thing. Southwest is dying financially. It has a high potential, this move to charge for bags and to stop and to make people pay for their seats and choose what seats they want to sit in. It may be a complete disaster. It might backfire. But remember this, and nobody seems to remember this. They are dying. They are not growing. Their financial situation is becoming more serious. They will, you know, I'm not saying they're close to bankruptcy now, but something has to change, and they've decided, fuck it, we're going to do it. I will still fly Southwest if the routes are good and if the fares are decent. I won't like paying an extra $85 for two bags if I'm flying with two bags, a golf bag and a larger piece of luggage. But, you know, at the end of the day, I need to go on vacation. I need to go on a golf trip. It is what it is. It costs what it costs. As long as they're still a relatively friendly airline. I do believe that Southwest comes off and projects way friendlier in general than other airlines. And that kind of does matter to me. Not always, but a lot of times. Somebody tweeted, if bags don't fly free, I don't fly with thee. Sorry, Southwest, all my golf trips will go elsewhere now. Big mistake y'all are making. Of course, Southwest Airlines said, thanks for reaching out, Chris. We understand you're disappointed, and we hear you on this. Your feedback will be shared with our senior leaders, and we'd cherish the opportunity to welcome you on board when the time is right. Somebody had to actually craft that, unless it was AI. Of course, this is a fun fact, and I had forgotten this. Before 9/11, 2001, nobody paid to check bags. The checking bag fee was created as a temporary way to reboost the airline industry after the attacks of 9/11 and air travel took a precipitous drop. But like a lot of fees or taxes or toll roads, once they get installed, good luck ever taking them down. Once the money starts flowing, companies and entities become addicted to it. One more airline and seat story for you. And this is a tough one for me to fully judge. a flyer who went viral after refusing to give her seat to a crying child has now sued the airline and the passenger who filmed her. A 29-year-old by the name of Jennifer Castro from Brazil refused to give up her pre-selected window seat to a crying child. Now, she had paid for the seat, and it was hers to use. And it was only after the parents of the child said, "Would you mind if my child sat next to the window because she wants to watch, look out the window?" Well, the woman said, "Yeah, sorry, but no." Kid got upset. Kid wasn't taking it well. Another passenger filmed this woman and said, "Can you believe this monster of a woman not giving up her seat to a child?" And she went viral and she suffered the consequences. People coming at her online and calling her mean names and whatever the suit involves and for whatever money it's about. But I'm not sure legally if she has much of a case, but I kind of side with her. You don't have to give your seat up to anybody if you don't want. That said, I think generally speaking, if the person asking you is polite enough, and if it makes sense, usually I will, of course, move my seat, even sit in a middle seat, if it's for a family with a child that has special needs, or if it's someone elderly, or as long as the reason seems plausible, I'll be like, "Well, of course, sure. I'm not a monster. It's just a fucking airplane seat. Go ahead. Sit, you know, because you want to be a good human being for the most part." Somebody, though, commented by saying, "Good for this woman. One time, some guy next to me asked if I'd switch seats with his wife up front, who he claimed was in an aisle seat, which I was in an aisle seat. And so I agreed, one aisle for one aisle. I got my things, walked all the way up to her seat, only to realize that she had the middle seat. And they were just hoping that I wouldn't care at that point. So I went all the way back, kicked her out of my seat, and made her walk all the way back to her shitty middle seat up front. Certainly made for an awkward flight next to the husband, but hey, tough luck." That's funny. Good, though. It's shouldn't be an unpopular take to say if you buy a ticket for a seat, you're entitled to that seat no matter what. Dateline, dirty pool, mister, dirty pool. So you're in a high school track race, a relay, and you get the baton for your relay team, and you're running the corner, and oh shit, here comes another runner on the outside to my right, and she is blowing by me. What am I going to do? Well, run harder would be a good idea, but if you can't run harder to keep up with her, just go ahead and bonk, whap her on the head with your metal baton. That's exactly what happened at a Virginia high school meet in which runner Alayla Everett appeared to deliberately attack fellow track racer Kaylin Tucker. Tucker claims she suffered a concussion and a potential skull fracture. Yeah, I don't buy the potential skull fracture thing because if I recall, these batons are very light and hollow aluminum. I'm pretty sure they're light aluminum. They're metal, but they don't have much heft to them. And they don't have much leverage to them because they're kind of short. And so I'm sure I wouldn't like to be hit on the head with one, but I mean, a possible skull fracture. Let's just see if she actually does. Now, of course, the high schooler in question is claiming that she's now the victim, that she didn't mean to do it intentionally, and that, well, I was just trying to swing my arms, and then she passed me, and my arm got... look at the video. The video, anyone, I think, with a reasonable interpretation would say, yeah, you were just frustrated because you got lapped, and you went and bonked her on the head. She said, "I would never do that on purpose." Of course, she didn't make any motion like, "Oh, I'm so sorry," or, "Ooh, gosh, I didn't mean to do that." I think it was a heat of the moment kind of a thing. Here is Ms. Alayla Everett.
Layla Everett, the track star at the center of that viral video showing her appearing to hit another runner in the head with the baton, is speaking out.
I would never do that on purpose. That's not in my character.
Everett says the incident is a complete misunderstanding, pointing to another angle of the race as proof.
The baton was literally, like, her arm was literally hitting the baton like this until she got a little ahead. And my arm got stuck like this.
In the video, Everett is seen on the inside track running the 4x200 relay at the Virginia State High School League Championships when junior Kaylin Tucker came around the outside on the corner.
That's when she hit me with the baton. I just felt a bang on my head, and then I fell off the track immediately.
Kaylin dropping her baton and reaching for her head. She was later diagnosed with a concussion.
I mean, the motion of reaching up and then striking down is completely unnatural to running where your arms are swinging up. So I find it very hard to believe. I don't think this young girl's life should be ruined, but I also think she needs to just come clean and apologize. A simple apology, a simple, you know what, oh shit. If you really didn't mean to do it, then you would have probably acted a lot different if you cared about your fellow athlete. You probably would have let up, stopped running yourself to go, oh shit, I'm really sorry, but I whapped you on the head real hard with that baton. I didn't mean to. But she didn't do that at the time. But let's not ruin anyone's lives over this. And hopefully the young lady apologizes and it just gets settled right there. College basketball. Enjoy this tournament because it may well be the last good one that makes sense, that can fit on one fucking pool sheet we're ever going to see. Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark, who I'm not a fan of, talked about NCAA expansion at the Big 12 tournament, where their court right now is giving people migraines just looking at it because of the stupid XII Roman numeral 12 that is all over the court itself.
I'm in favor of expansion to 76. I think that's the right number.
I think
there'll be just some decisions over the next, you know, 90 days, 60 days. I think the economics, candidly, have to work. CBS and TNT have a marquee asset with the tournament. I know they know that. But in order for us to expand, they have to come to the table and provide the right economics.
Come to the table and provide the right economics. More money. But what if CBS and Turner don't want more product? They don't want to spend any more. They're happy to have the asset, but they've got it just where they want it. Remember, baseball didn't really want, or excuse me, the networks did not want more baseball when baseball expanded their playoffs. Baseball, or the networks wanted the LCSs and the World Series. That's what they could sell. That's what got them significant numbers. All the stuff on the front end of it, they really weren't interested in. But they had to kind of eat it because that's what MLB was serving. Well, now, where is baseball? They just had ESPN dump them in a it's not you, it's me text, and they're scrambling for a new home.
No one wants to get diluted. And we've got a great asset here.
So let's
see how
it
plays out. I know Charlie Baker and Dan Gavitt are working hard at figuring out, you know, where we need to be, and they'll do the right thing. But the economic,
the Power Five schools are sick and tired of watching all the Cinderellas, all the small schools get in this thing, thinking these schools suck. They don't spend nearly as much on basketball as we do, and we could beat them. Maybe that's the thing. They also hate the fact that these smaller schools are not easy marks once they get put into the bracket. It embarrasses them. So they're not proposing kicking out the smaller schools. They know that that would be met with real disgust from college basketball fans. And it would ruin the nature, the fabric of the tournament, which is to give Cinderella a shot in the big, wide open, wild ocean that is the bracket of 64. 68 now, I know. Soon to be 76. So they just want to give more bids for more money, and that's the key part, because he said that television has to come to the table with better economics. And then they can get shitty 4-12 teams in conference like Oklahoma into the Big Dance. Is that what their record is? It's not good. Big 12 basketball standings. La, 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 la. Let's get the number. I know that the KenPom rankings do like the overall strength of good old Oklahoma. Let's see. In league, where are we at? Big 12. Oh, silly me. I'm looking in the wrong league. I know. I'm about to rip Shaq for not knowing things, but I briefly forgot, that Oklahoma had moved. Hold on a second. The Southeastern Conference is what I'm looking for. We've got the Southern. There it is. Yes, Oklahoma, 6-12. Sorry, I sold them short. 6-12. But 19-12 overall on the season. But 6-12 in league. So let's see. They were 12 losses. They're all in conference. So their non-con record is 13-0. Does that make sense? No, 6 minus 12. Yeah, their non-con record is, 13-0. 13 plus 6, that's 19, 12, 12 losses. Okay. So, yeah, they want to get this. Look, you're Oklahoma. You have a budget that is way above all the other small schools. You're competing in the same league with the same institutional strength as everyone else. The SEC is booming right now. It's a huge league like all these big leagues are. And you're not up for it. So nobody wants to see you. Sorry, not sorry. Just like 3-15 LSU in league, or 6-12 Texas, or 8-10 Arkansas with Coach Cal. Nobody wants to see you. One more thing about college basketball. Somebody pointed out that the ACC tournament can't really begin without replaying the great clip of Dennis Clifford of Boston College after BC was eliminated and his college career was over, being asked, what are you going to remember the most? What are you going to remember most about your days at Boston College? And he was so choked up, it took him a moment to remember what the college experience was all about.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just like... going out to eat.
Going out to eat. I get what he was saying there. It's the little things with your teammates, the bus rides, the meals, joking in the dorms that you'll miss the most about organized athletics. But the way he said that, I don't know, man, just going out to eat. I love food, man. They gave us free meals for playing basketball at Boston College. One more thing on college, because I had to get this quote in. This is great. So, where did this go? There we go. Virginia Tech. Toby Lawall on Virginia Tech's season. He was a transfer from VCU. Had a pretty good year, averaged 12 points and 7 rebounds. He was asked, so how was the season, basically? You know, what are you proud of? What do you reflect upon when you think about the team and the season? He said, quote, my team, I'm proud of how far we came. What did they have us in the postseason? Maybe 14th or 15th in league? They thought we were going to be ass. I mean, we still were ass, but, you know, we weren't that bad. You know what I'm saying? We beat expectations. That's a quote. I mean, we were still ass, but, you know, we weren't that bad. They thought we were going to be ass, and we were, but we were not quite that bad. And finally, I guess this is just the way things are now. It's not only okay to not know basic facts about the sport that you are paid handsomely to cover. In fact, more than handsomely, Shaquille O'Neal is a $20 million a year man, and who doesn't love Shaq? And Shaq is like Junior Bridgman. He's got business going on. I'm making moves right now. I got business to deal with. You know? Let's go.
I got to make moves. I'm moving. Come on now. I'm moving all the time. Business, you know? If you can't help me, I go do something else because I'm business. I got to move all the time, okay? Excuse me. I got business to take care of.
So Shaq was talking about the Pistons and then congratulated Chauncey Billups on the coaching job he's doing. There's only one problem. He ain't the coach no more.
I will be interested. You said something very interesting about Kay Cunningham. Great player now at this stage. He plays at his own pace. Anybody that can consistently play at their own pace and put up numbers, it's a great player. I like the way he's playing. I like what Chauncey is doing. Those guys play hard. My favorite player on that team is Isaiah Stewart. Big body, hard guy. Like to knock people out, push people
around. No, I can't let this go. Who's doing it? You said Chauncey?
Chauncey's the coach, right?
Okay.
Portland.
No.
Chauncey, he coaches.
I can't let this go.
JB Bickerstaff. That's what I mean. Hey, you know, first of all, I don't watch Detroit. How about that, boo-boo? I don't watch him.
I
messed up.
I made a mistake.
You
put a trail
what do you freaking do?
I mean this sincerely. I think you would enjoy watching the Detroit Pistons.
I don't really get
they
to
play
watch
hard. Cade is phenomenal. Jalen Duren's your kind of big.
Love Cade. I love Isaiah.
Wow. How about that? $20 million a year. Messes up the coach. Then claims that's what I meant. Then says proudly, I don't watch the Pistons. Then his co-hosts have to urge him to maybe give a good young team in the East an eyeball or two. What a media world we're living in these days. Why? Look at the time. I think we've done good work here today. I thank you very much for downloading and listening. Tell a friend or an enemy about this podcast. I will take hate listens all day, every day, as long as it gets registered according to the algorithmic gods. Tomorrow is Friday, and that means for those non-subscribers, this is the end of your week. But if you want one more day of me heading into the weekend, and easily the best show of the week with my OGs, Scott Lynn and Steve Solomon, just sign up for $5 a month to Zabecast Premium. You not only get these podcasts ad-free, but you also get Fridays thrown in to boot, and the podcast drops earlier, so if you're on a trip and you want to download it before getting on a plane, easier to do. Cancel anytime, go month to month if you want, or buy it for a year, I'll give you a month free. I appreciate everyone's support. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and let's start ODing on college basketball. We will see you next time. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.